Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your grace and mercies that are new every day. Thank you for the opportunity that you've given us together as a church and come together to this Christmas Eve service. With joy and thanksgiving, we gather as your people, O God. We have come to hear again the timeless story of our Savior's birth. In the excitement of this night, we pray that you quieten our hearts that we may know the peace and the fullness of the birth of this child into this world. Shine, O light, in the darkness of our world, and sing, O angels, in the stillness of our hearts. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among good people. This we pray in the name of the child of Bethlehem, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
The responsive reading is Psalm 96. If you can follow that on the screen.
Can you see it back
there? Yep. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord. Bless God's name. Proclaim God's salvation from day to day.
Declare the Lord's glory among the nations, the Lord's marvelous works among all the peoples.
For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, to be feared.
For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
Honor and majesty are before the Lord, in whose sanctuary are strength and beauty.
Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name, bring an offering and come into the courts of the Lord.
Worship the Lord in holy splendor.
Tremble before the Lord, all the earth.
Say among the nations, the Lord reigns.
The Lord has established the world. It shall never be moved. The Lord will judge the people with equity.
Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it.
Let the field exult, and everything in it.
Then shall all the trees of the wood sing for joy before the Lord, who comes to judge the earth. The Lord will judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with his truth.
This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be
to God.
We'll be doing the lighting of the Christ candle today. On the eve of our Christmas celebration, Jesus' birth, we light all the candles of the Advent tree. Hope, love, joy, and peace. Finally, we light the central candle. This is the Christ candle. Jesus is born. Jesus has come. And Jesus is our salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Our scripture reading is from Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 8.
In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have become your father"? Or again, "I will be his father, and he will be my son"? And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." In speaking of the angels, he said, "He makes his angels spirits and his servants flames of fire." But about the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Now we will sing the song "Away in a Manger." If you are able, please stand. It is 217 in the Blue Book. Or you can see on the screen.
Away in a manger, consecrated for a bed, where the Lord Jesus break out his
Another scripture reading is from the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 9 verses 1 through 7.
Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, He will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
We have a special now.
They told me, oh, rum-pa-pum-pum, our newborn king to see, oh, rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, oh, rum-pa-pum-pum, to lay before the king, oh, rum-pa-pum-pum. Rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. So to honor him, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum, when we come. Little baby, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum, I am a poor boy too, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum. I have no gift to bring, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum, to lay before the king, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Shall I play for you, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum, on my drum? Mary nodded, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum. The ox and lamb kept time, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum. I played my drum for him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I played my best for him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Then he smiled at me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Me and my drum.
If you are able, please stand for the scripture reading, which is the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 24.
I can't read it.
Let me look.
You want me to read it?
This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was bound to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet he did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. When it started raining and sleeting and the snow started coming out, we were all a bit nervous, a little nervous that we were able to do it tonight or not. But it is God's grace that we are able to join here today and also online to celebrate the birth of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Unlike the past years, we have many limitations, as you all know. But accepting the limitations and going forward with the life is what believers do. So when we come to the meditation of the word today, as we read from the scripture, as Joseph accepted the will of God in his life, the history of the world changed. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this beautiful evening that you have given us together. Even though the weather is outside is not that beautiful, it is beauty inside our hearts, and we are thrilled with joy unspeakable that you have given us through your Son Jesus Christ, so that we can come to you and call you Father, because he came down to this world from heaven as a little baby in a manger, but also he gave up his life on the cross of Calvary so that we all can be called the children of God. What a marvelous grace that you showered upon us, even when we were sinners and not deserving any of these. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to gather together in this church and also online, so that we can celebrate your birth in this world and also celebrate your birth in our hearts and in our lives. Let the word fill us with your power as we go from this place, that we will be the agents of peace and love to this world. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm glad that many of us are able to join here in the church and also online. Particularly, we are very happy that Martha and Rich were able to join here today. Because if I remember correctly, Martha, it was last Christmas Eve service that you came to this church.
Right.
And this is the first time after that in a year. And we prayed for a miracle that she should be able to come back and worship together with us next year. And it did happen. What a great God we have. Let us praise God for that. Thanks be to God. And we are also thankful that many of you joined us in spite of the
weather outside, particularly Wayne, thank you for coming and playing the piano
Amen.
With us. Carol was with us yesterday here, last night here with us practicing, but she's not feeling well, so she didn't come, but we appreciate you coming out also. And also the choir, who put a lot of effort and time together, and thank you for all the blessings that you bring this to this church and also to this community. And as we celebrate the birth of our Savior on this Christmas Eve, we read the scripture about the revelation of the birth of Savior through Joseph. As you all know the story, I don't want to go deep into that. The angel appeared to Joseph and Mary and said, you are going to have a surprise. And they both had questions. And Mary accepted it according to God's will, let it be. But Joseph had a different problem because he thought of various other things about, he was a man according to the law, as we read. And he decided in his heart to divorce her. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Accept and take Mary home as your wife. And then at the end of the scripture we read, when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had said and accepted and took Mary home as his wife. Acceptance of our condition, in spite of our limitations, is something that we are to learn from the history. If Joseph was not to be ready, or he were not to accept what the angel of the Lord told him, the history would not be like this today. But God's plan was fulfilling through Joseph. When he woke up, he was a different person. He accepted the command of the Lord, the angel that brought, even though in his mind he was thinking that I'm probably going to become a fool in front of these people and in front of this world. But he took the word and he accepted it. Many times we are reluctant to accept the will of God in our lives because it doesn't come to our reason. Last year, an elderly lady told me, pastors preach about the busy schedules of the holidays and people have to take time in their busy schedules to meditate on the scripture and take time to pray. These are great suggestions. But my problem is that I am not busy. I am 86 years old and estranged from my family. I have eyesight issues and my eyesight is going down. My Christmas is void and it is devoid of joyful activity as you all preach. This Christmas season, many of us spend the same, have the same situation in our lives. Without family or company, and some of the family or company who have promised to be with us probably changed their mind for various reasons. And we may ask God why. Why we had to be alone at the Christmas when we have to celebrate the coming of Emmanuel, which is God with us. Well, accepting the situation as it is something that God expects from his people so that his will can be done in us and also in this world through us. So whatever the situations that we find ourselves in, we have to have an accepting soul and accepting heart to obey God's will and to be under God's will. And we also sometimes remember about the past years and say we had so and so with us last year. We used to have big celebrations. We had this thing, we had that thing. Yes, we had things in the past. Many times we remember the good time spent with the family and then regret that we cannot do it anymore. But dwelling on the past will only end up with tears and sadness if you think about it. We can learn to turn our thoughts to the present and focus on how much God is blessing us right now, in spite of all these things happening around us. Things could have been worse. But He is a good God. Even in the middle of this pandemic, He proves to be a good God to all of us. Even though sometimes it might be some inconveniences and sometimes pain and sometimes grief comes to us, we can learn to turn our thoughts to the present and focus on how much God is blessing us. But like another person told me a few days ago, and he was also living alone, abandoned by his family, and he told me, "But I am very happy because I have a nice place to live, and I have a grocery delivery service that is delivering groceries to my apartment, and I go to the senior center for lunch a few days a week, and I have time to be with God and time to write a lot of things during this time." He said, "I am blessed." God is doing a new thing every day. If we open our eyes to see the new thing that God is doing. The prophet Isaiah said that like this, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." So instead of pining and regretting and feeling sad about the past, we can focus on the present and anticipate a hopeful future that God is preparing for us. Above all, we can be joyful that we are not alone. We have Emmanuel, God with us, the gift of His presence. A lot of times we run after or run around finding gifts as presents to give to people. But God has given His presence as a gift to us through His Son, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. Christmas gift is about God's presence in our lives and in the world. God coming to us and sharing the divine presence. He came to our loneliness. He came to share His joy with us when we find ourselves sad and frustrated and disappointed. In the gospel we read today, they will call His name Emmanuel, which means God with us. And Matthew mentioned in the closing of his chapter of the same gospel that Jesus said when He left this world, "I am with you always to the end of the age." The word Emmanuel appears only 3 times in the Bible. One in the prophecy, and twice in the prophecy, and once in the Gospel of Matthew. Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14 and chapter 8 verse 8 and Matthew chapter 1 23. So the real message of Christmas is about God's presence with us in this world, that God sent His Son to be with us, that we don't no longer have to be alone and feel lonely. God is going to be there regardless of us. It is a sign that everyone is important. The angels appeared to the shepherds who were tending the sheep in the fields. Regardless of their situation, their status, God's good message of His presence to be with us is everyone, regardless of who we are, regardless of our status, our financial situation, our jobs, our families, even regardless of your past condition. God will forgive you whatever your past that you may want to forget. God will forgive you. His presence is going to be with us regardless of where we are. God is going to come in the everyday life and saying to us, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news." Every day He is going to be there with us. Even when we feel lonely and isolated and not being noticed or not being cared for, we would not want to feel like that, because the good news has arrived that God cares for each and every one of us. In Isaiah, the prophet says, "The Lord who created you says, do not be afraid. I will save you. I have called you by name. and you are mine. A God who has called you and me by name, He's saying tonight that you are mine, and I will be with you till the end of the world. A team of missionaries were visiting Russia to teach English and Bible to children in various parts in Russia. And one of the places that they visited, they taught the story of Christmas. It was Christmas time, and they were teaching the story of Christ's birth in an orphanage for children who were abandoned by their parents. And everyone was listening with interest and very anxiety about hearing more and more about the story of Jesus' birth. The shepherds coming to visit him in the manger, and the angels singing glory to God, all of these beautiful stories, but the orphan children were listening very intently. And one of the things that they did, the missionaries did, was they gave the children an opportunity to respond to what they learned. And many of these children have a little card in their tradition there. When they study something, they write or draw pictures. And these little children came and took their notes and started reading about what they learned about the story of Christmas that night. But there was one little child called Misha, 6-year-old boy. He had a notepad in his hand where he drew a little picture. He followed the story that they were teaching them about the manger, and he drew a little manger there, and the sheep and the shepherds. And when he showed that note card to the audience and the leaders there, they were really amazed that they were looking at a manger with two little babies in that manger. And they were kind of a little puzzled. What is the message Misha is trying to tell us? Then they asked the Misha, why do you have two babies in the manger? There was only one baby in the original manger when Jesus was born. And the little boy said he saw the shepherds coming, he saw the angels singing in his mind when they were teaching them the story. He said, when Mary laid the baby in the manger, I felt like Jesus was looking at me and asked me if I had a place to stay. And I told him, I have no father, I have no mother, and I don't have a place to stay other than this orphanage that I've been brought to. Then Jesus told me I could stay with him. So I got in the manger, and then Jesus looked at me and said, yes, you could stay with me here forever. Putting this hand over his face, he said he was abused by his parents, and he was abandoned by them, and finally was taken to this orphanage. That night, little Misha knew what love is like when he drew a picture of himself sleeping with the baby Jesus in that manger. He had found someone who would never abandon him or never abuse him anymore. Someone who would stay with him forever. We love to have friends and family and people who love us around us, but sometimes situations may not allow that. But here is a little baby in a manger who is inviting you to be with him so that we can enjoy the presence and the love that he brings to this world. Jesus said, I am with you always. I will be there with you till the end of the ages. May God bless us with these words tonight as we go from this place, and know that we are not alone, but he is going to be there with us. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn will be Silent Night. If you are able, please stand and take your candles. People of God, let us go from this place proclaiming that we have seen the glory of God, believing that there is a light that shines in the darkness and the darkness will not ever overcome it. And may the love of the Creator God, the joy of the Holy Spirit, and the peace of Christ the Child be with you during this Christmas and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.